I'm not the president. I'm not some shepherd. I'm just a storyteller, man. That's all I am.
Fabulator. 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 Fabulator.
Lepo, zelo pozdravljeni. Fabulator se še vedno, kot napovedano, mota med rimami in stihi. In danes vso pozornost posveča zgodbam v rimah. Zgodbe v prozi, ki jih nadarjen avtor prelije v rime, dobijo poseben čar. Lažje grejo v uho in tam tudi dalj časa ostanejo. V slovenski literarni zgodovini je verjetno najbolj značilen primer pretvarjanja pravljic v vezano besedo Matija Valjavec, ki je kar nekaj ljudskih zgodb, ki jih je našel na terenu, upesnil in jih v taki obliki, veliko prej kot prozne zapise, tudi izdal. Predvsem so bile to živalske pravljice. Na njegovo prepesnitev boste naleteli tudi ob poslušanju oddaje za dva groša fantazije. Priznati pa je treba, da ga je tu in tam izdal in zapustil občutek za ritem.
Z velikim navdušenjem se zato obračamo k Roaldu Dahlu in njegovim odvratnim rimam, ki jih je v slovenščino uspešno prevedel Milan Dekleva in ki jim gre priznati dvojno vrednost. Sočno hudomušno poezijo in svež pristop k današnjem svetu vsekakor kanoničnim pravljicam bratov Grimm. Zato mu damo aplavz, prostora v etru Radija Študent pa ne, ker je naše uho pritegnil nek drug, ravno tako znan in priznan avtor Tim Burton. Priznati moramo, da je Fabulator za trenutek skrbelo, da bi vam v posluh predvajal Krokarja, Edgarja Elena Poa. Še eno zgodbeno mojstrovino pa je malo dolga za minute odmerjene tej rubriki. Zatorej smo sklenili in sklep tudi udejanjamo. V eter prihaja posredno Tim Burton, neposredno pa njegov produkt, ki se tudi občasno nasloni na Poa, Vincent.
Vincent Malloy is 7 years old. He's always polite and does what he's told. For a boy his age, he's considerate and nice. But he wants to be just like Vincent Price. He doesn't mind living with his sister, dog, and cats, though he'd rather share a home with spiders and bats. There he could reflect on the horrors he's invented. And wander dark hallways alone and tormented. Vincent is nice when his aunt comes to see him, but imagines dipping her in wax for his wax museum. He likes to experiment on his dog, Abercrombie, in the hopes of creating a horrible zombie. So he and his horrible zombie dog could go searching for victims in the London fog. His thoughts, though, aren't only of ghoulish crime. He likes to paint and read to pass some of the time. While other kids read books like Go, Jane, Go, Vincent's favorite author is Edgar Allan Poe. One night, while reading a gruesome tale, he read a passage that made him turn pale. Such horrible news he could not survive, for his beautiful wife had been buried alive. He dug out her grave to make sure she was dead, unaware that her grave was his mother's flower bed. His mother sent Vincent off to his room. He knew he'd been banished to the Tower of Doom, where he was sentenced to spend the rest of his life alone with the portrait of his beautiful wife. While alone and insane, encased in his tomb, Vincent's mother burst suddenly into the room. She said, "If you want to, you can go out and play. It's sunny outside and a beautiful day." Vincent tried to talk, but he just couldn't speak. The years of isolation had made him quite weak. So he took out some paper and scrawled with a pen, "I am possessed by this house and can never leave it again." His mother said, "You're not possessed and you're not almost dead. These games that you play are all in your head. You're not Vincent Price, you're Vincent Molloy. You're not tormented or insane, you're just a young boy. You're 7 years old and you are my son. I want you to get outside and have some real fun." Her anger now spent, she walked out through the hall. And while Vincent backed slowly against the wall, the room started to sway, to shiver and creak. His horrid insanity had reached its peak. He saw Abercrombie, his zombie slave, and heard his wife call from beyond the grave. She spoke from her coffin and made ghoulish demands, while through cracking walls reached skeleton hands. Every horror in his life that had crept through his dreams swept his mad laughter to terrified screams. To escape the madness, he reached for the door, but fell limp and lifeless down on the floor. His voice was soft and very slow as he quoted the Raven from Edgar Allan Poe. "And my soul from out that shadow that lies floating on the floor shall be lifted nevermore."
Fabulator sumi, da se bo Špela, ki za fabulatorjem stoji, naslednji teden zapičila v družbeno funkcijo petih pesmi. Špela o tem nič ne ve, vam pa želi snega do kolen.
I'm not the president, not some shepherd. I'm just a storyteller, man, that's all I am.
Fabulator, fabulator, fabulator.